a lot of folks won't report race, ethnicity, or gender in their application processes. Do you think that that people will report or not report that on an application based on the company's reputation? Or what are some of the reasons why folks would or would not share that data? Because a lot of times we see that when we look at HR data, you see, you know, male, female, and then 30% is other, right? And you go, it's that they don't report, right? It's that they're saying, I don't want to share this information is the actual tagline is, I choose to not disclose. So what are some of the reasons for that? And are there things that you can do as a company to potentially help folks feel safer to share that data with you?
That's a great question, Tony. We're dealing with a major trust issue across society now. And people don't believe data is going to be used in a helpful way. And so let me hide it and try to position myself in a way that I think is going to land me better. And so what you have to do to get genuine, real data is present yourself and back that up as far as using it in the appropriate manner. So I had one organization that had like, you know, 3 people of color. And we did the survey, and it was like 40% of the surveys were from people of color. And all the people who said something bad said they were a person of color. And it's like, whoa, what is that about? But a lot of things are going on now where the truth is becoming a scarce resource. So as you're saying, we have to create culture around appreciating the truth, using the truth to get better, and then, you know, letting people know this is going to help us be a better organization. And so one of my biggest objectives when I go into clients is to create a truthful environment. You know, people want to tell the truth or not based on how well it's going to be utilized to make a difference.